6 years ago, other states watched a bitter fight play out in Wisconsin between the state's Republican leaders and government workers. The workers lost that fight. Now the same thing might happen in Iowa. Lawmakers there are considering overhauling how public sector unions negotiate contracts, and they are likely to succeed, as Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports.
For the first time in nearly 20 years, Republicans here have control of the House, Senate, and governor's office, and they've put the state's more than 40-year-old collective bargaining law in its crosshairs. Last night, teachers, Teamsters, firefighters, and others packed the Capitol in protest. Chants of "Kill the Bill" rang through the rotunda. The bill was introduced last week and would affect 180,000 state and local government workers in Iowa. They would be prohibited from negotiating over issues including health insurance, seniority, and extra pay. And it also leaves in place a provision that prevents workers from going on strike. Becky Pringle, vice president of the National Education Association, stood on a folding chair to rile up the massive crowd.
Enough of these misguided politicians and their billionaire buddies trying to take our voice and our rights. Enough! Enough!
Four people spoke in favor of the bill, including Drew Klein with the Iowa chapter of Americans for Prosperity. That's the nonprofit political advocacy group funded by conservative donors David and Charles Koch.
It's not the strength of the unions that makes our state a great place to live. It's the quality of our friends and neighbors and their willingness to tackle tough problems head on.
More than 1,100 people signed up to speak against the bill, but only 33 got the chance. Lindsay Heron says she left her old job with good pay to work as a correctional officer at a state prison for better benefits. If the bill becomes law,
the risk is no longer worth it. You may think that's fine until those offenders end up living next door to your family. And they learn nothing in prison because they no longer have professional, educated staff working there.
This bill is modeled on legislation that passed in Wisconsin 6 years ago. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker was the architect of that law. Last night, he tweeted that Iowa Republicans have the chance to pass big, bold reforms. The debate is expected to last days. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.